Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Ohtani against Banks, and the first pitch is popped up. Shallow right, coming on is Castellanos. He's waiting, and the ball game is over as Castellanos makes the grab. Ohtani makes the final out, and there will be one more game for the Phillies at least as they beat the Dodgers tonight in Los Angeles. An 8-2 final as they survive and send it to game four.
We have ourselves a series. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Hugh Douglas, yesterday you believed the Phillies would do it, and they went out there behind Aaron Nola, behind Ranger Suarez, behind the top three in the lineup. A team effort. Topper hit all the right buttons. And this thing isn't dead yet. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, this is a prime example of where you should never let the naysayers talk you off your spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of negative people that called into this show yesterday making fun of me, talking about how can you talk about, you know, some powder blues making somebody play different. Now, what I'm about to say is not meant to be disrespectful, but it's the truth.
Here we go.
Like, athletes vibrate. Or former athletes, I should say, they vibrate on a different level. And I'm even talking about the ones that played in high school, in college. I'm talking about all athletes.
High school, me too.
Yes.
Wow.
And
I'm included.
We know what it is to have certain motivations like school colors or pride and things like that. So don't never let anybody talk you off your square, people.
Yeah?
Never.
Okay.
Let's go do this again.
Let's go,
Let's
Hugh.
Go.
We got
Let's
ourselves
go.
A victory.
Let's
All
go.
Right. Phillies 8 and the Dodgers 2. We got a lot of credit to give out today because the Phillies, not just – they didn't just stave off elimination. For me last night, they made a statement. They made a statement, we're not going down like this. And they did it last night through every aspect of the game. Let's start with the manager because Rob Thomson – has been, let's just call it for what it is, a punching bag in this city. And I've been taking a lot of shots the last couple days.
Yes, you have.
It worked. That point to Topper last night, his pitching plan worked to perfection. Aaron Nola was awesome. And clearly Aaron Nola knew the plan because I haven't seen Aaron Nola popping 95 for two straight innings like that.
He was like, hey, we got to get it done. Got to get her done.
And he told him, listen,
all hands on deck.
I'm only asking you to get one time through the order. So you just empty the tank. And Nola emptied the tank. He was awesome. They go to Ranger, and there was the home run from Edmund, the first batter. It was like, uh-oh. But then Ranger Suarez settled down. Of course Ranger Suarez settled down. Listen to this. After last night, Ranger Suarez now has pitched 42 and two-thirds innings in the postseason. Hugh Douglas, in the last 100 years of Major League Baseball, I give to you the top four ERA guys in Major League Baseball in the postseason with at least 40 innings pitched. You'll know these names. Rivera, Koufax, Strasburg, and Ranger Suarez. That's how good this guy is in the postseason. He is lights out, ice in his veins. And then, Hugh, you've been asking for it. We all have the bats, the big ones. They showed up last night. A combined 9 times on base, a pair of home runs, running the bases, stolen bases, extra bases. And, of course, this all started with the Schwarber home run to right field that ignited this thing. Here was everyone. It was the pitching. It was the hitting. It was the top of the order. It was the bottom of the order. It was the manager. Hugh Douglas, they did it. They did it last night. And you know what they did? They brought me back. Because yesterday I said I had hope they could do it, but I needed something to fully believe they can make this comeback. They brought me back. I am fully bought in, back in. Let's go, Phils. Get this one tonight and bring this thing back to Philadelphia. Hugh, how are you feeling this morning?
I never left, Joe.
There it is.
I never left.
There it is.
I never left. I hate to be the guy to talk about, you know, I told you so, but, you know, sometimes you have to believe. And a lot of times, belief, when you have belief for something, I'm preaching today,
by the way.
I'm on my pulpit.
The great reverend. Reverend has arrived.
But when you have a belief in something, man, sometimes it's not based in stuff that's tangible.
Yeah.
It's just based in your faith and feeling. And last night, well, yesterday, I should say, driving in, I had a feeling. Because, like I said, athletes vibrate on a different level. And when those folks were calling yesterday, I'm taking shots at the U people and all that. Yeah, I'm doing that today. Yeah, that's what I'm doing because today is my day. When they take shots at you, you just have to stay. You got to stay steadfast, man. And you can't waver in your beliefs.
It's about you.
It's always about you.
A little bit.
The Phillies just had one of the great wins in years. And it's about you.
No, because I tried to tell y'all yesterday. And y'all wanted, see, you wanted facts. You wanted something tangible. Well, couldn't give it to you.
No, well, that's true.
You couldn't give it to you.
You couldn't do that.
I just had my belief in my face. But I will say this. As long as I've been here, I've been trying to tell y'all for the longest that I vibrate on a different level. I have a third eye. And sometimes,
can we get to the game, please?
Are we going to do this for 4 hours?
What are you doing?
4 hours?
I'm just trying to tell
Nobody
y'all.
Nobody cares.
Y'all need to start listening to me. Bottom line is this. Y'all need to start listening to me.
All right.
Because I know what I'm talking
about.
Are you
done now?
All right, then, fine.
215-592.
How about those Phillies?
All right.
How about those Phillies?
All right, let's hear from the manager last night who had been getting beat up around here. He had himself a great night. He gave credit to his lineup for waking up. Here's Topper after the game.
Fourth inning there. You guys don't have a hit yet. They just took the lead. How big is that Schwarber home run? And can one swing in a short series like that kind of turn everything around?
Yeah, it could. And we'll see about the rest of the series. But, certainly we had... I thought we had hit some balls hard prior to that, too. Some balls deep, almost to the wall, to the warning track. So we're on Yamamoto decent, but I did think we had good at-bats. The lineup woke up.
Well, they did. I mean, they didn't just wake up. And obviously, there's a lot that goes into when you score 8 runs. But here, the Schwarber home run, the first home run. They are down 1-0. Edmund hit the home run off a Ranger. The Schwarber home run, I thought, just woke everyone up in that dugout. It ignited them, and it was like, oh, okay, we're not going to go out with a whimper here. We're going to fight tonight.
That ball was in the air forever.
My goodness.
That's what I remember about that. That ball was in the air forever.
Yep.
So much so that was it, Jeff Francoeur and the other guy, they had to, like, it was like filler until they actually saw where the ball landed. That was phenomenal. You know, big game, big-time players do big-time things, man. And that was sorely needed. And you could just tell when he hit that, the look on his face, oh, they were ready to go.
Yeah, they were. It ignited them last night. Big-time players step up in big-time games. The Phillies got it from all three of the top guys in the lineup last night. 3 hits for Trey Turner, 2 home runs for Kyle Schwarber. What's the matter?
Bryce Harper.
No one cares about your parlay, man. Not now.
No,
not
I'm just
right
saying. Bryce Harper messed up my parlay.
Is this the me segment?
No, I'm just saying.
Bryce Harper got on base 3 times last night.
I'm not mad at him, and I'm not taking shots at him.
We're about to be mad at you if this continues.
No, but I'm just saying, dog. You couldn't hit one out of the park.
He was on base three times.
You couldn't hit one out of the park.
He was on
that
base
was $100. I could have made $100 last
again. Right. Again, no one cares.
We got a huge win last night.
I can't take
your
this.
Wallet is not part of the equation.
No,
here.
I just had the 2 home runs. Yeah, I just had one of the wrong people.
Well, you did.
He's gonna go yaya tonight.
Bryce on base 3 times and some wild base running. Which at first I'm like, Bryce, what are you doing? And then obviously it worked out as he gets home and gets that rally going with 3 runs in the 4th. And let's hear Bryce after the game talking about these kind of situations where a series can shift very quickly.
I just don't buy into the past failures of series. I really don't. I mean, the last 2 years we got beat, plain and simple. Mets were a better team that series. Arizona, obviously, we beat ourselves a couple times when we were in Arizona. And they came out in Philly and they, beat us. And that's kind of the way the game works. So right now we're got to go 1-0. Each day got to go 1-0. I've seen it multiple times in multiple series and multiple sports. It happened. Obviously, that's a great team over there, and they're going to do everything they can in their power to win and win at home. But we just got to go 1-0 and have some fun and smile, laugh, enjoy the moment. I think that's the biggest thing too, man, is enjoying the moment because not every year you can play in the postseason. Obviously, our biggest goal and ultimate goal is to win a World Series every time you get into spring training, just like any other team. That's still got to be the same mindset, same ultimate goal of doing that. Facing a tough pitcher, we're looking forward to it, and what an opportunity to come in here to Dodger Stadium and play a game.
Man, these short series could seesaw so fast for you because one loss you feel like crap, one win you feel like the world is back, right? And that's where we're at right now. After game two, it's uphill climb. They're down 0-2. They got to win 3 in a row, and then Just win one like they did last night, and you wake up saying, you're like, wait a second. We win one more baseball game, and this thing's back here for a do or die on Saturday night. The whole mentality, the whole feeling shifts so fast.
Yeah, and it starts with that one, just like you said, Joe. And now the pressure's on the Dodgers.
Yes.
That park was loud. It was boisterous. And you know what is funny? Castellanos might have been onto something. You know, as far as playing at home and then going on the road, because they looked different.
They looked looser.
The mistakes that they made here, they didn't make those. The Dodgers made those mistakes as the game went through.
I agree.
Went on.
I think maybe it was best for them to get away.
Yeah.
The only issue is if they win tonight, they got
to come out. Well, you got to like listen.
They got to play here Saturday.
You got one more day.
Yep.
To exercise those demons, because when you come back to Philadelphia, I'm speaking it into existence because I think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. When you come back to Philadelphia, you got to let that go, man. You got to let that go because if you get past this, then I'm not going to say it's easy selling, but you've been battle-tested at this point.
No question.
You've been battle-tested.
Well, what they did last night was they flipped the script, they changed the series, and they got themselves in position tonight with the pitching advantage on their side tonight. I will take Sanchez over Glass now. He's got to go do it, but on paper, they have the advantage tonight in the starting pitching. We got a real chance now. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Kyle, what are you feeling as the Phils take an 8-2 victory from the Dodgers?
Yep. So, unlike most people, I never left. Never lost faith in this team.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, gotcha.
Now, well, you know, I think Hugh should be thanking us.
Why?
Because what's clear to me is that the power of negativity has worked.
Is that what it is?
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
I mean,
we were like, so mad at them, they play better.
Is that what it is? Yeah. No, I think it was because I believed in them.
So that was like the one thing that I needed to see was not just a win. I needed to see a win off the backs of Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Trey Turner. Like the big guys.
The big three.
The guys who we were ripping this entire, after the first two games, deservedly so, for not coming through. The one thing that can change my attitude in the series was a big win like that. Like a statement win. Winning 8-2 and the last run doesn't even count because it was Taijuan Walker. Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, and Trey Turner stepped up. And that, like, if I can feel like today that we've awoken a sleeping giant in that top part of the order, and then we have Sanchez on the mound tonight, and against Glasgow, who we found out was his name yesterday.
Gal, now, whatever, yeah.
I feel really good.
I do, too.
I feel really good because now it's one win and we're back at Citizens Bank Park.
Yes.
Like, I'm diving in head first, baby.
Let's go. Let's go. 215-592-9495. The Phillies pulled you back in. Let's react. Let's celebrate today as the Phils win game number three. Let's start off with the guy yesterday that was literally giving our listeners goosebumps listening yesterday. Will in the Northeast. What's up, buddy?
Oh, baby. What a wonderful day. Hey, Hugh.
No.
Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh.
Yes.
We believed, baby.
We believed.
We believed, baby.
Yes.
Because guess what, man? I'm going to have a come to Jesus moment myself, right? When they all doubted us and counted us out, right?
Yes.
Guess who counted us in? God, baby.
God did. You heard.
God is good, Hugh.
Hey, all listen, time. Baby. Hey, Kyle, yeah, I'm going to bring him in because he needs to be present right now. So guess what? Come on, Kyle, give it to me, baby.
Give it to him, Kyle.
Listen, baby, when everybody thought it was over, when they was popping champagne over there, guess what? They got so drunk and left the door. And guess who's coming through, baby? The Broad Street Bully. And like I say, all our team is on Broad Street, and we are bullies. So guess what? Y'all got another thing coming. Now, the battle is on. Let the best team win. But guess what? We're bringing it back to Philly, baby. We ain't come this far. I told everybody yesterday the journey starts. I asked yesterday, do y'all want to become history or do y'all want to make history? And guess what? They answered the call, baby. They said, yeah, we want to make history. So guess what? The history is about to be made. We got two more games, baby. And guess what? If we get all these top badges, ain't nobody else standing in our way. Because these are the best two teams in the baseball league. So guess what? Get off, get rid of these Dodgers. And guess what? We're going straight to the World Series, and we're winning it. Because the only other team is Kepler. So all I want to say is keep the focus. Everybody on back. Everybody on pitches. Everybody's still in patience. Everybody's doing the same thing that worked last night. Just look for the winners and take us to the World Series. So all I've got to say is let's go. P-H-I-L-L-I-E-S. Let's go, Bullies!
There we go, Will. Man, Will's on it.
Yeah, he hyped.
And that Will, was fun, I don't know if Will saw it or knows about it, but yesterday a listener sent us a video he took of himself in his car with literal goosebumps on his arms as he listened to the Will in the Northeast Bumble.
Will do to you.
Will's awesome. And he's on it right now as the Phillies win 8-2 behind just excellence. Excellent managing last night. Excellent pitching. And I love that Nola stepped up and did it. And the plan worked. I mean, Topper deserves a lot of credit. For all that we beat him up, for all I beat him up, his plan last night worked to perfection. And, of course, the bats stepped up. Let's listen to how it sounded last night. The best moments. A little Phillies 8, Dodgers 2 montage. How it sounded last night on WIP.
The Phillies in an 0-2 hole, headed on the road. It's only about winning one game tonight.
Scoreless, bottom of the first. Mookie Betts, second man up here against Nola.
The windup, and again the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, a little liner into center. Coming on Marsh towards left center. Right center, and he dives, and he can't get it. It goes by him and goes to the wall. Betts off to the races. He'll round second. He's heading for third, and he's in there with a triple. It was out of the reach of Brandon Marsh, and a full-out dive. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball got him. And for Nola, that's strikeout number 3 through the first couple of innings. A 1-2-3 second, and it's on to the third at Dodger Stadium. Still scoreless. And the first pitch from Ranger is swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. Kepler is back, looking up, and that is gone. 1-0 Dodgers. The first pitch thrown by Ranger Suarez. Tommy Edman hits it out.
He's from the right side. That ball's crushed. Deep to right field. Hernandez doesn't even move. It is long gone. It's off the roof of the pavilion in right field. Kyle Schwarber, his first postseason home run of the year. The Phillies tie it up at 1. Swing and a line drive back toward the middle. Spinning into center field, a base hit. Harper's going around second, heading to third. Paez's his throw. It's off the glove of Muncy. And it goes into the Dodgers dugout. Harper will score. Boehm will go to third. And the Phillies have taken the lead. It's 2-1. The pitch hit in the air to left field. It's hit pretty deep. Hernandez going back. He's under it. Tagging a third is Boehm. Sacrifice fly for Brandon Marsh. And the Phillies now lead it 3-1.
The pitch swung on, hit high in the air, left field. It's deep. Kepler is back at the track, at the wall. He makes the catch in front of the scoreboard. A 1-2-3 seventh inning, and what a performance for Ranger Suarez tonight.
And it swung on, hit in the air, left field, deep.
Going back to the new center fielder, Dean. He's looking up, and it is gone. And JT has hit one out to left center. And the Phillies, with a 4-1 lead here at the top of the eighth inning, as Real Muto hammers the pitch from Clayton Kershaw.
Swung on, little bloop into right center field. It's a base hit. One run will score.
Castellanos coming around third. He'll score as well. It's a two-run single for Turner. And it's a three-run eighth inning for the Phillies, who now lead it 6-1.
Now Kyle Schwarber.
And he swings and hits one high in the air to right. It's pretty deep. Hernandez back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! It clears! And it's a two-run home run for Kyle Schwarber. And a two-homer night here in Game 3.
Let's go!
Here's Ohtani against Banks. And the first pitch is popped up. Shallow right. Coming on is Castellanos. He's waiting. And the ball game is over as Castellanos makes the grab. Ohtani makes the final out. And there will be one more game for the Phillies at least as they beat the Dodgers tonight in Los Angeles, an 8-2 final.
You know, we didn't just get a win last night. You know, we got there, we got big game performances, and we got big game Scott Fransky. I heard it in some of those calls.
Yeah, man, it was a special night. It just felt like it was a special night, especially going into that hostile environment like it was. You saw Magic Johnson was there. Was it Sandy Koufax was in the stands or something?
You know what? I got to be honest. I didn't realize Sandy was still with us. He still looks good, doesn't he? 89 years old? If I'd asked you yesterday, is Sandy Koufax still with us, would you have said yes or no?
Damn, Joe.
I didn't know he was here. He looked great for 89.
To be fair, you might beat him to the finish line.
No, Sandy's still looking good. Looks better than you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was not, that's not, I was damn, Joe, really?
I'm being totally honest. I was surprised. I was like, oh, wow, that's right. He still is with us.
You still here, old man?
Sandy debuted in 1955. He's been in the Hall of Fame for 50 years.
Jesus.
I know.
It's like people in the YouTube chat are like, whoa, that's you? Like, uh-oh.
Yeah, like.
And then but Sandy, you're like, wow.
Wow, he looks good. I was like, wait, how old is he? It's amazing.
Well, how are you, like, 70, 80?
He's 89.
It's a long-ass time to be
looks
here.
Good for 89.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, not even. I probably won't be around at 89, let alone look that good. Chris, I don't look that good now. Chris in Middletown is up. What's up, Chris?
Happy game day two for men.
That's exactly what. Oh, we got a big day today, Chris. Big day.
Three, Chris.
Don't forget the Flyers, Chris. Opening down in Florida.
Day.
That's right.
Who's that?
The Panthers, yeah. Sunrise, Florida, yeah. Chris. Come on now.
Okay. I hear you. Hugh, you're welcome.
I like how you spin
we're
this.
We're all about accountability. Right. So what we were doing yesterday, so Kyle and I and Joe, we were just holding the players and Topper accountable. So you're welcome.
You know, I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So, and before we get into this, let's just remind everybody, the villain here is the idiots on those you people. So you people are just, you know, they're just playing dumb. So that's the villains here. But you know what? Let's do what we do, man. Kyle, let's do our thing. Hit it!
Oh, we got to go back to back with the music now.
You're going
just
back.
Go.
What? Damn. Kyle being mean.
Kyle, hit it. All right, I don't need the music. Because you know what, guys? Here's what's going to happen. First of all, we're going to start and do our thing because the Phillies are do or die. And we're fighting to keep our World Series championship dreams alive. I need them to understand a few things, though. Since the opening day on March 27th, we have lived and died through 165 games and counting, and we pack CBP and spend our hard-earned money to show our love and support. We're not a fair-weather fan base. We are passionate, at times a bit emotional, but we are Foxhole fans.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
throw hands the second an outsider tries to throw shade on you. Tonight, go dominate the way we know you can. Walk into Dodgers Stadium and tear their hearts out. Show them they mess with the wrong one. Show them they mess with the wrong city. Finish the work, bring it back to the bank, and we will impose their final judgment. Then later tonight, we take a trip up to the cesspool in East Rutherford, home of the New Jersey Giants. But guys, this isn't about them. This is about our Eagles. The message needs to be clear to the team. Wake up. Stop sleepwalking around. It's week six, so pull your heads out of your ass. It's time to remind everyone who we are. This Giants team sees you on the ropes. They think they are going to be able to sucker punch you. Let them find out we're not the one. From the second, first second of the game until the final second ticks off the clock, beat their asses into the ground. Be relentless. Be ruthless. Be the alpha. Be Philadelphia. Ring the bell. Let's go. A-I-G-L-E-S-Eagles!
Chris, appreciate you.
Kind of messed up.
That, well, was, I mean, that was for you people.
Yeah. Well, it's tough to go back-to-back there with the music. I agree.
But yeah. That was it.
You know it's not easy to go back-to-back.
It's not easy.
It was a production decision and... You know, you people needed the win.
215-592-9494. Rhea will join us next. Her take on the game, the series, and your calls. Have the Phillies pulled you back in? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you what know why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.